I was thinking earlier that it's been a while since I've had a good spanking. And I love being spanked. Later on, I'm going to go and meet Daddy from work. It's just like a couple of minutes walk from me. But I decided I'm going to be really naughty. And I'm going to wear my crotchless panties. And I have a little grey check skirt. I'm going to put that on. And I'm going to put on a pair of thick tights. Well, maybe not tights, actually. I've got some thick socks. I've got some thick, like, over-the-knee socks. So I'll wear those. And a big coat over the top, because it is freezing where I am right now. But despite it being really cold, I am so excited about being really naughty. So I was thinking that to warm myself up before doing that, I might have a go at doing some self-spanking. I don't know how this will work. I don't know if it'll sound good. And I don't know if it'll get me all flustered in the way that I hope. I'm gonna give it a go. So, I have a paddle. It's actually a silicone one. It's got a thin end. And a thicker end. Sorry, that's the thin. That's thick. And I also have a really long flogger with spade tails. I don't know if you could hear that, but I was just patting my hand with it. I think I might have more success with the paddle than the flogger. I think it'll be quite hard to flog myself. Although it is really long. So I'm just gonna do a few warm-up hits with the big end of the paddle. And just see how we get on now. I've got a mirror right near the bed. I can just about see my right ass cheek, and it's pink. like the spanking, but I definitely miss that. I guess the anticipation. Yeah. When somebody else is doing it and you absolutely don't know when they're gonna just crack down and give you a really good smack, or when they're just gonna leave you waiting in between, when they don't do lots of like little taps. I'm definitely missing that. I wish I put my butt plug in first for this. I've rolled from my front and my back. And I just, I'm using my flogger to just, slap my pussy a bit now. Well, it's kind of had the desired effect of my pussy getting a bit drippy. I think you might just be able to hear it if you listen. I feel so naughty doing that. And my bum cheek is really, really pink. I didn't think it'd get me quite so much. Because I'm definitely missing the excitement of somebody else dominating me. Of somebody else. Like grabbing my back hair, forcing my face down into the bed, making me kneel with my ass up in the air so they could spank me. I'm missing all that. But the feeling of doing it, even to myself. Ugh. even though I'm just doing it myself, it's getting quite hard to slap myself hard again. I keep hitting the same spot, so it's getting quite sensitive. And it's like, I know it's too sensitive to give a good smack, and I want to. My body just won't let me every time I try to do it harder. I like tense up and I'm like, ugh, what am I doing? My bum cheek is really fucking pink. Oh. Fuck. Oh my god, my pussy is so wet now. I'm gonna have to leave it at that because I'm gonna really make it sensitive and I don't want to mark myself too badly. I'm hoping my little red spot will fade a bit. And then Daddy can have fun putting it back there.